Longtime North Pole resident Shannon Daunt says it was a warm September day when she stopped to let her two dogs cool off at the neighborhood gravel pit.
This is over off of Copper Street, off Dennis Road in North Pole. Never had anything, any instance of trouble, or it's been our popular little spot for years, but not anymore.
Daunt says her Chihuahua Mulan luckily wanted nothing to do with the water, but her husky greyhound mix Murphy went down to the edge.
And out of nowhere, bam! Here's this big old huge fish, which I didn't know what it was. I have found out since that it's a northern pike. But the thing was probably, which I've heard now, is a small one, 3 feet, hanging off his muzzle, you know. And he starts shaking his head, and this thing is holding on.
Daunt says Murphy pushed the toothed fish off with a paw, but then the pike bit his leg.
Long enough to get, you know, some really good teeth in there.
Daunt says Murphy was able to get free, and the fish flopped back into the water. She says she got Murphy home, where he proceeded to bleed heavily.
He just bled everywhere.
Daunt has photos of her home that look like something from a slasher movie. She says Murphy wouldn't let her help, but the wounds, although numerous, were small and shallow, and Murphy licked them until the bleeding stopped. He's fully recovered from the attack, and Daunt says she's since spent some time researching northern pike.
Looked at them online, and number one, they're gnarly, and number two, they get huge.
Pike are pretty prehistoric fish. You know, they don't really have brains. They're programmed to eat, right?
State fisheries biologist Klaus Wuttig says he's never heard of a pike biting a dog.
It is surprising, but it's not surprising, because pike are pretty renowned for hitting baby ducks, voles on the surface. And so the dog snout, could that activate a pike to strike? Surely, you know, pike are lion weight predators, right? Just like an alligator. So the dog was just the wrong place at the wrong time, you know.
Wuttig says he's been bitten by a pike a few times, and it's important to pry their jaws open rather than try to pull away, as the fish have hundreds of tiny teeth that can result in a lot of cuts. Daunt has a video a friend shot of a pike, possibly the same one that bit her dog Murphy, going after a beaver in the gravel pit. She says nobody's been able to catch the fish. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.